Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
On a scale of 1 to 23 juju bees in my house, I gave this new Jordan Peele movie, Us, 19 out of 23. None other than The New Yorker said the movie is a monumental achievement. Think of those words from The New Yorker about the second movie the guy's ever made, Jordan Peele's Us. The headline today, if you haven't been following, is that it took in $70 million. That's the gross. And that makes Us the third grossing horror movie of all time for its opening weekend. I mean, that's all we've got so far. It is on a pace like that. I'm reading now from NBC. Jordan Peele's Us pulled in some huge box office numbers in its opening weekend, hauling in $70.25 million in the United States and cementing itself as the third best horror movie debut in the history of cinema. It had been tracking towards $50 million, but strong Thursday and Friday sales had analysts revising their estimates. The film took in $29 million between the Thursday previews and the Friday showings, a strong start for a horror film. Just two movies into his feature film career, said a senior analyst at ComScore, just two movies into his feature film career, Jordan Peele has established himself as a brand whose films are known for creating a scary good time at the movie theater while generating huge profits at the box office. The cast is terrific in this. Lupita Nyong'o, some people say, should get an award. Award season is so far off, you wonder how well they'll remember this. And horror movies don't always get many awards. And this, at its core, is a slasher movie. That was what was surprising to me. Don't worry, I'm talking about this, and I'm not going to tell you anything that you can't hear or don't already know from the trailers. But when you see those people in scissors standing there, they're doppelgangers, you know it's going to be a slasher, scary, good movie. And it is that. It's surprising how quickly it just goes there. I mean, people are just getting stabbed real early in this movie. The next four-fifths of the movie are what I did not anticipate. I tweeted back to my, or texted back to my sons. One had seen it and one had not. So we were trying to speak vaguely so as not to ruin it for the one who hadn't seen it. But I just said, wow, didn't see that coming. $70 million box office is the third best horror movie debut behind It, which took in $123.4 million during its first weekend last September, and Halloween, which earned just a little bit more than this did, $76 million during its opening in October. Peele's film had the best opening of any original horror film. Both of those are parts of franchises, of course. Internationally, it made just under $17 million. You know, they say this movie is about more, though, than just the horror film, just about, okay, who's going to get who are these creepy, evil people? It's very much a social commentary. The movie is called Us for a reason, and there's two lines that everybody's been quoting in their reviews or previews of it. They say, who are they? And the little boy says, they're us, and when asked, who are they say, they're Americans. So you automatically know that there's more happening here than just a family whose doppelgangers are out to kill them. There's a pretty rich layer of social commentary there. And I was sorry that I knew that, because as I'm watching the movie, rather than just sit back and go for the ride, I'm sort of trying to ascertain as the film happens, okay, what are they saying? What does that mean? Well, does that mean that the people are this way or people are that way? You know, it was really hard for me, just knowing that this was a very layered movie, to just let it happen. When I got home, I read the New Yorker review again. I read the New York Times and Wall Street Journal reviews, the Vulture and Cosmo reviews. I don't normally read film reviews, but I thought, okay, I'm not exactly sure what happened here. Right? Everybody's raving about this movie. It's got so much buzz. So I go to see Us and I'm thinking, oh no, I'm too stupid to get a real popular movie. I don't know what that meant. I don't even know what happened at the end or what some of the points were that they were making along the way. And then I read the reviews. And the review said, well, we're not real sure exactly what happened here. I went, oh, whew, good. And a lot of them said this, okay, after just one viewing, this is what we think, or this is what maybe he was saying, or this is clearly what he was saying, but there may have been other points we missed along the way. So I do think it's a film that maybe you'll see at the theater, maybe you'll watch it someday on your TV set or laptop, but it's a movie you'll probably want to watch a couple times if you really want to know exactly what Peele is trying to say to you. One of the criticisms of the movie is that towards the end, rather than just letting you simmer, they turn the heat up and are very explicit in some of the messaging. And while I got that, there were still some times where I thought, oh no, I'm too stupid to get it, even where they're being explicit about the messaging. There are times where I thought, okay, now I see that they're very clearly telling me what they're trying to say, but I'm still moderately confused. The movie is Us. It is the best-selling horror movie to ever debut without any predecessor, and the third best all-time horror movie, $70 million. On a scale of 1 to 23 Jujubes, that's how we rate movies at my house, I gave it a 19. My son who saw it gave it a 19 or 20. My other son, Griffin, who produces my show on Saturdays, is the cinephile in the house, and he's seeing it this week, so we'll wait for his review later in the week.
I have not seen it yet, but I'm really liking this trend of more sophisticated horror movies.
I am not a horror movie fan, Lauren. I wouldn't go to it if it
I
was
know.
That.
Most people are not. I always have been just because I like to try and scare myself because I have not really found a movie that actually scares me yet. It's kind of like a challenge. So,
well, you found the right show to work on.
Okay, good. I just really want to find a great scary movie that will scare me. But now I can enjoy the movies even more so because the plot is great or the actors are great.
The acting is really good in this. The kids are really good in this. And again, there are things going on here that you went, okay, totally weird. Not sure what's happening. What's all that? So you get to do that. I was surprised at what a slasher movie it is, though. People, you know, it's funny. The monsters are using ordinary household scissors. Granted, they're a large pair, and they seem to be very sharp.
Which I hear was on purpose, because scissors are symbolic, too. You know, this is an everyday tool that we use for multiple things. We don't see it as a weapon, but yet you can use it as a very deadly weapon at the same time.
Right. So, and I also think it was a nod to some of the other movies of that ilk. The kid wears a Jaws t-shirt, which I understand is a wink to something, I don't know. They say this has got a lot of little cues and signals and shout-outs to other things in pop culture. Pop culture is referenced heavily in this. I didn't get all of it, but maybe...
Probably have to watch it through a few times.
Yeah, in my case, hundreds. But yeah, I don't go to horror movies. If you said, let's go watch a slasher movie, I wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. My daughter-in-law will never see this movie because she just can't enjoy a scary movie. I don't think this movie is as scary as his first one. The one before this one was really chilling. And while this one is in certain places, I think what it doesn't have in chilling, it has in... It's not the goriest movie you'll ever see, but it's a little more physically violent than the other one. And it's more complex. So there's my review. $70 million. Us at the box office. Hope I didn't ruin it for you. I don't think I'll tell you what. I know I didn't. Bill and Wendy come on before Steve Bertrand and I. Their producer, Jazz, just strolled into the studio. Hi, Jazz.
Hi. Hello.
You went to see that movie, Us?
I did. I saw it Friday.
Did you see Get Out, which preceded it?
Yes, I did.
What did you make of Get Out?
I felt like Get Out and this movie, Us, had like the same parallel as far as like the whole plot scene and everything else. So I felt like it was like in that same genre of horror and made you think. And it's a definite horror slash thriller.
Slash thinker.
Yes.
1 to 23 Jujubes. How many do you give
I would
movie?
Give it...
Us.
21.
21 Jujubes. Wowzers.
21.
Can I just read you a couple texts?
Yeah.
John, my only criticism is that the movie was too dark or lowly lit. some of the scenes were impossible to see. I didn't have that problem.
I didn't have that problem either.
John Nick DiDilio, the ultimate expert on horror flicks. He's overnights on WGN, and nobody in America, I'm not kidding, is better at horror movies than our Nick DiDilio. Nick says Us is the best movie of the year with loads of homage to other horror flicks. Intriguingly, Dean Richards agrees. They rarely are on the same page. Both interesting and correct points.
Yeah,
you agree with
that? Definitely.
John, you're giving away too much?
Just a tad. See,
really?
I really loved the whole aspect of the movie, but the music with the movie and how it aligned with each scene was...
Oh, man.
Amazing.
You will appreciate the music in this movie.
You would definitely
leave it at that. It's perfect. John, the reviewers on Nick DiGilio's show did a good job of not revealing too much, including the scissors and how they're two parts of one whole. Oh, that's interesting. So scissors are great slasher, classic slasher weaponry, but it also says something about us being two parts of a whole. See,
right.
This is what I'm telling you. Stuff like that I didn't get. I go, wow, more scissors.
You're not the only one, because after I saw the movie, I am a critic of, if I don't understand a movie, I will go on YouTube and ask, like, say the movie Us. I put Us explained. So I literally did that.
I just brought coffee through my nose. Thank you. Well, okay, but I'm
and
not
And I watched
alone.
Five videos of explaining and what everybody interpreted the movie to be like. And I was like, wow, I didn't see that aspect. But
okay, and I'm not saying that either. And the reviews that I read, I mean, you and I are not revealing stuff.
Right.
Frankly, the reviews I read also said there's stuff there. It reminds me a little bit of the Childish Gambino thing where afterwards you went back and said, okay, what does that mean? What is the relevance?
Right, like this America video. Yeah, definitely.
In fact, and by the way, that was sort of a reflection of America. This movie's called Us because it's talking about America. So allow that parallel for just a moment. And in each case, you had to kind of go back a couple times to get it, right?
Right, definitely. You had to review the scenes. And when I was looking on YouTube and how they reviewed the scene, they're like, this explains this. And then I'm like,
I know.
Wow.
But I was glad that some of these big-time film critics and big-time sources, you know, Vulture and Wall Street Journal, even they were going, okay, we're not real sure, but we think this.
There was a lot of stuff that was left out, but I felt like Get Out was the same thing. Like, there was a lot of parallels where you're like, well, where did this come from?
I think Cosmo did that. They said, okay, 10 things that we still don't know. And some of that I don't think was answerable.
Right.
You know, well, what's with the this or what's with the that? And I go, I don't know, but I don't think you have to know what everything meant.
And I think that's why some people hated it also, because they're like, I want to know everything. And it's like, you're not supposed to know everything.
I just know that when I bring this up with my son and I start to throw these questions, he's going to roll his eyes in frustration because literally, as Brenda and I were talking about it, I said, okay, but in the final scenes, what about this and that? And she, and I could already sense the frustration in her voice as she was trying to explain to me her vision of it. And I was having trouble even explaining what I thought the end of the movie meant or what happened. You know, there's because the movie is set in 1986 and in the current time.
So it flips back and forth.
Toggling back and forth. 1 to 23 jujubes, a solid... 20.5.
Sorry, I can't do it. 20 and a half. Like,
did Bill and Wendy see it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they didn't. I'm sure they would have brought it up if they had.
Yeah. I know Wendy didn't see it.
How do you know that?
Because she's texting me that you're giving away too much.
What?
You know, this is what bugs me about that. Thank you, Wendy, for listening. We saw the movie. We know what we're giving away. The plot points that I've even mentioned all take place in like the first 20 minutes.
If you've seen the trailer, you've seen most of what we're talking about, to be honest.
What we're talking about, but that's the amazing thing to me about the trailer of this movie. To me, the mother load of this movie is not in the trailer. The stuff that you're like confused about and thinking about and feeling.
Well, the slasher things are in the trailer. So that's what we talked about.
That's in the trailer. But then everything else is like, go see the movie and
you got to see it
and have fun.
Gotta see it.
Thanks, Jazz.
No problem.
It's 229 on WGN.